So it is a good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of your frozen little faces, each of your little tired eyes are thinking, is this a trip for not sleep? And it is. Understand? It is a trip for not sleep, huh? Because as you understand, through that energy of traveling across the pipeline, traveling across, you are anchoring the light all the way through the night in that energy. So we are thankful and honoring you of that. And the beings within the mountains, they followed the journey with us last night, and they connected with us through the night and through the day. So as you are understanding, they are indeed a relative of the Telos. They are indeed have been living in the mountains in protection of those mountains and in protection of this part of the world in Alaska, this part of the world, because there are many things that could happen here that would not be beneficial for this land. There is more oil in the land. There are many, many fossils that the humankind can actually go in and blow up the mountainside to be able to find that. And so the Telos, and they're telling us that that is not their name. They are relatives of the Telos. They have been here since the Lemurian times. And they call themselves the Tialis, like the Borealis. So in that capacity, they are the guardians of that area. That is why they do not allow very many people to come there. Because if lots and lots of people came there, then they would almost rape the land and start bringing in their trash and carrying forth their trash and thinking, well, we can build a cabin here and do this and cut down all these trees here and we can burn them for our fire. And they don't choose that. The indigenous that are there, and there are very respectful of the land. And so they are there in protection. So they honor you for seeing who is waving at us. And know that that is who they are. They are connected to the Telos in Mount Shasta. They are have been here since the Lemurian time. There are no Lemurians living in that mountain because they don't like that cold. They are ocean people. So in that energy, the sun dog. You have seen orbs, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And orbs, a true orb, does not act like other orbs. And this was that kind of connection. It was a signal to you and your conscious mind that everything is possible. That the beings from the inside of the mountain, the Tialos, or we don't know if we can ever say it again, they have that connective point that are opening the sun, opening the light within you. And as you return home, you can say the phenomena that cause you to scratch your head and say, is that possible? Because as you have, you take pictures with your camera and you go into, put your camera in the sun and you get this little eye-shaped greenish or purplish light, and people say, ooh, look at that. That is just the sunlight. It comes from the camera. It is not anything spectacular. That was. And that is what they wanted you to know, is that their connection to you was being made, and that is why it stayed for both planes, which were there at different times. And so in that connection, to know that with the vibrational frequency, they can be seen in the round orb type energy a moment at a time because they're a bit skittish. However, they saw who you were and they wanted to escort you over the Arctic Circle. You felt when you crossed the Arctic Circle your heart opening, yes? If you were sensitive to the heart, you might have felt that. If you were not, you might not have, because it was very subtle. Once again, that subtlety is truly about acknowledging that energy and acknowledging that fact that going above the Arctic Circle is connecting with the crown chakra of the planet, as someone coined that phrase, the crown chakra of the planet. And with that energy, that crown chakra becomes a circle, much like your crown chakra. You know, your crown chakra is not just right here. The crown chakra goes all the way around. So this is your Arctic Circle. And as that Arctic Circle comes in, that spiral energy goes up and then surrounds the planet in the planet's magnetic field. So also know that whether the Aurora Borealis was brilliant and colorful and like the photographs that you see, or whether it was subtle and honoring and so subtle you wonder if that is what it was or is that the Milky Way. And in that, it was not the Milky Way. In that connection, know that they're asking you to be grateful for that subtlety. Be grateful for that energy. You know, we look at the pictures that you see on the walls and you see these brilliant colors. It may take someone a lifetime to see that. And they take the picture and then put it on the wall. So the subtlety of life is really where you are. That subtlety of life as you are honoring that energy and honoring that connection. And with that connection, you sense the purple curtain connect the dots light. That was also the telos, that they sent an image for you, because there's a part of you that does not believe that it is possible. Does that make sense to you?
A deep part, perhaps.
You question what you sense.
Yes, that's. Yes.
And they're asking you to just trust it. Don't make it up, but trust it. Trust and know that in that energy, the subtleties of the aurora are every bit as power-filled as the brilliance of the aurora. So as that focus comes in, breathe into it and appreciate absolutely every particle, right down to the winter wonderland out the front of the bus that if you were any place but the front row, you had to hang out of the into the aisle and think, I want to watch that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if someone up front would trade places. And so in that focus and in that energy, everything is a learning experience. We also know some of your buttons are being pushed. Some of your buttons are being pushed with creature comfort. Some of your buttons are being pushed with control. Some of your buttons are being pushed. Understand and know that everything is in that divine flow. And this is your time to be flexible, because this is an uncharted territory. This is a rugged land. And this land is the one that is in charge. Mm-hmm. Just like the can't take the trailer up, it is because it is too icy. So understand that in that capacity, ask yourself what part of yourself is pushing back against the divine flow of things. Now also understand that you are comfortable and protected and honored in that energy. You are that connector. You are that creativity. You are that wondrousness that sometimes gets to take a deep breath and say, what do you mean I've got to open my suitcase in front of everyone? It's not packed. This is our vessel, Marilyn. Mm-hmm. It's not packed very prettily. So as you understand, in that everything is shifting round about. And you are being positioned to connect with the beings that live inside of this earth. For they are the earth beings. They are a part of your connection to what drew you here. They are a part of your connection in that capacity. You have a question, yes? About anything.
It's not a question, it's a share. And thank you for what you just said. Because my experience is, even the little things that I saw gave me so much joy. As soon as I let go of what I expected to see, and just realized there was so much magic in the energy around it. I'm getting very emotional. And I had to I let go, and that's when it didn't matter if I saw anything, because then I saw the shooting stars, so it was confirmation.
And that is the key, is to let go of all expectation. Expectation only breeds disappointment and frustration. So as you go back to that innocent child, that innocent energy of wonder, that how does the snow stay on the trees like that? How is there a wolf that's going to come out of the wilderness in these trees? How much wildlife is there just behind the periphery of the light? You know, and to let yourself be as the child, to see everything that is yours to see, sense, feel, hear, and smell. You notice the difference in the odor of the different parts of the land. Yes? And in that capacity, it is about the appreciation of connecting the dots, the appreciation of the very faintest of green light above the tree line, and the appreciation that the sunset is horizontal here. It is not vertical.
It lasted forever.
And it lasted for an hour and a half. And those are the things that you get the opportunity to see and explain to those that you go back home. And say, when they say, well, on your first night out, did you see the big aurora? But we saw this amazing sunset that taught us that the sun is always there, whether you can see it or not. And it taught us that the sun is not like it is everywhere in the world where you are. That sometimes it moves around the crown of the planet. Very powerful, huh? A question.
In the watching last night and going out and wanting to see, was that helping? Because we were wanting and asking for something, and we kept going out and wanting and asking. The subtle, was that helping draw that energy in? Because we were wanting to see and do.
But we see in many times in wanting something that almost pushes the energy. Mm-hmm. And instead, just be in the glory of it. Be in the wondrousness of it. And know that the wondrousness may be the northern lights and the aurora borealis. Or the wondrousness may be the shadow the tree makes on the snow. Or the wondrousness of two Argentinians that joined your group and are now spiritually activated. As they activated us. With the fairy-like jumping about, catching the snow in their mouth. And so know that in that just being present with whatever is a power-filled energy. That presence, that's the Buddha, the presence in that energy, in that vibration. So instead of, I want this to happen. I want to bring it to us. I want to do that. Instead, just appreciate all aspects and give thanks for all aspects of where you are every single moment. You see? For in Alaska, and you can correct us if we are incorrect, But in Alaska, they must plan for the future. However, they must be very present because it will change very quickly. Huh?
It's already changed, I think.
Yes, it is like you have to plan for anything. And yet, at the same time, must be very aware of the change of smell of the air, because that signals a change of weather. The change of the environment, the quickening of the animals, because that also is an indication of a change of weather. The sky, the depth of the clouds. You can see they are very thick and heavy today, which means that it may rain. This is why it is icy now. So in that energy, know to have that healthy respect for this great Mother Earth. This great Mother Earth is going through a cyclical time. She is fine, but she is cycling through another mini ice age. She is cycling through that energy. And as she does, you get to help people understand that they cannot be in fear, that they just need to be prepared and plan ahead and then be present. Huh? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Question? Yes.
It's a personal question. Was Draco, what does Draco mean to me? It was calling me last night.
Draco?
The constellation. Kept asking me to look at it.
Well, this is the reason why we clarify, because there are the Dragoians.
Mm-hmm. Draco, the constellation.
Which is not Draco, the constellation, the Dragoians. Okay. They are an extraterrestrial race, not to be related. Your soul comes from that constellation. Your soul has been living, it is not its origin, in that constellation, when that constellation was indeed inhabited. It is not now. There are a few Dracones, they say, not to be confused with the Dracorians. The Dracones are searching for a new home. This is not their home, this planet. They are connecting to you and asking you to assist with your wisdom. They thought this might be their planet, but they are not sure that it would be safe for them here. Maybe you can help, they say. So as you understand that there are many extraterrestrial races that are searching for their new home, because many of their home planets have been disintegrated or disconnected or inhabitable. So know that this galaxy is changing right along with this planet. Other galaxies are changing right along with this galaxy. Does that answer your question? Yes. Yes.
Are we closer to the metaphor of Star Wars? Not the war, but like the bar scene, you know, where all the galactics are coming together and we recognize those.
We are closer.
Feels like it.
Can't you see it, feel it, yeah. Experience it, acknowledge it, celebrate it, and go have a drink with someone that's got three heads and one eye? Yes, Yes, we believe that that is indeed coming closer. It is not going to be on this planet, however. It is going to be on another planet. We actually see another planet coming into this solar system. And that planet that is coming into this solar system will at first look like another moon. And we believe that it will be more inhabitable than the moon that is here present. And that that may be the planet where many races gather for celebration and camaraderie. But yes, we are moving closer to that aspect because we do have the technology. It is not made, it is not complete in the testing yet, but we do have the technology to skip galaxies like they do in their, what do they call it when they burst, go from one place and burst into another?
Warp speed,
yeah. Light speed.
Wormhole.
Yeah, either way. So understand that that is indeed coming closer.
Will we see it in our lifetime?
No. Well, how long is your lifetime?
Long.
Yes. So you see, in your lifetime, you are limiting the energy. Things are moving so quickly. 50 years ago, they asked, 60 years ago, they asked, will we see in our lifetime a person being able to discover Mars or the moon or something like that? And that happened more quickly than you thought. Now they are discovering that there are structures on the moon and on different planets that show civilizations were there. Now they are accommodating that. So everything is moving along a bit more quickly than in the past. And that is because of the help of the galactics. And now the galactics, as you know, are asking for your help. We see our time is coming to the end today. We may gather again if we have the opportunity, because we have much to share. For at this moment, let us hold in your energy for 1 minute just the stillness of what it felt like outside, surrounded by nature, feeling the hum of the planet. Giving thanks for that hum. Take a deep breath. Sigh it out. And again. And again. We do love you deeply. We honor your patience with this planet and your patience with yourself. And the open-hearted vision that you have with this world and its peoples. Namaste.
Namaste.